We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga about 36 hours or so after the president addressed the nation, sort of backing off on asking for congressional endorsement of any military strikes in Syria. Your take on the president's remarks and how the developments have gone in that nation over the past 4 or 5 days?
Well, obviously there was the development of a alternative diplomatic solution led by the Russians, not us. So it's sort of stumbling around, but the bottom line was is the president was going to lose that vote, I believe, in certainly in the House and quite possibly in the Senate.
Do you get the sense that basically the Russians gave him a lifeline, or does it seem to be a defeat for the U.S. diplomatically in this situation?
Well, I'm not sure it's exactly either of those. It's not necessarily the Russians wanting to throw us a lifeline. I believe that the president definitely heard, as I heard from constituents, the president and I were just starting from different spots. I didn't see the justification in the final goal and objective here clearly laid out. But at the end of the day, the Russian relationship with Syria is quite complicated, and I think they're getting frustrated and tired with some antics that the Assad regime has been putting forth. So hopefully they are using that not in their own minds to specifically benefit us, but to benefit themselves by removing a headache, at least one headache and one argument point that the world has had about Syria. So we'll see where it goes and see how serious both Russia and Syria are about this. I hope they are.
Bill Huizinga, we talked about it a little bit last week when this story was developing, and I'll ask you the question again. Do you get the sense that perhaps the White House is a little relieved that this story came up because it's deflecting attention off of a couple of things domestically that they don't want to have to deal with, i.e. the continuing resolution and most notably the continuing resolution, but you have the farm bill and some other things as well. This sort of got the attention of the country and the world away from those problems.
Well, certainly the immediate things that we are still dealing with, even though Syria is very much on the front page of the paper and leading radio stories and those kinds of things, is the continuing resolution, our spending, the debt ceiling that's coming up, and then, of course, how all of this gets tied in with Obamacare. So that is some immediate action that's happening. I can tell you before Syria came to light the way that it did in such a public manner, the thing that everybody was talking about, the leading issue at my town hall meetings, was immigration. We did dozens of town hall meetings, and immigration definitely led the charge, followed by sort of the spending issues and what was happening there. So there are other things happening. Whether this was intentional or not by the White House, I can't say that, but I think that they probably were a bit relieved. The problem was is they went out of the frying pan into the fire, proverbially here with this particular issue.
Talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, to a certain extent, when you mentioned that the immigration issue was front and center when you met with constituents late last month during the break, that's also a top-of-mind issue because we are into the harvest season, and the migrant matter for the agricultural interests puts immigration front and center to a lot of people.
It does, especially those in the ag community. And they have come back and been very loud and clear about that. They can't keep continuing to function this way. There will be crops that will not get harvested. And whether it's spring asparagus or whether it's fall apples, this is very serious for them.
Now, one other thing along the lines of the continuing resolution, the government is supposed, quote unquote, supposed to be shut down at the end of the month if there's no new budget in place. We talked about kicking the can down the road and the like. Let's put it this way. Can something be resolved before September 30th, or is it going to be another situation of getting another continuing resolution to keep the government going on October 1st?
Yeah, we can't quite answer that, whether it's going to be a longer-term agreement or a shorter-term agreement. I don't believe that there will be a government shutdown at the end of the month. I think most people believe that that is not the direction to go, including myself. And I think there will be something. Now, again, whether it's a short-term or whether it's a long-term deal, those are the things that we're working on right now.
Bill Heisinger, you're also a part of Financial Services Committee, and as a result, you're keenly interested in what goes on with the banking and the financial worlds, and also the situation involving the Fed with a possible change of leadership with Ben Bernanke. That's been put on the back burner with some of the most recent developments, but that will soon be front and center as the policy of the Federal Reserve might be altered a little bit, especially when a new leader comes on board.
It's interesting. Yesterday we had a couple-of-hour overview of the history of the Fed and sort of what their role is right now and things that they are doing. And it's an extremely important position. Let me put it this way. I don't believe that Chairman Bernanke has the confidence of the president anymore. If he ever really did, it's just a very different time coming out of that 08 crisis. And I think the president is looking to put his own stamp on the Fed, and it's our job to make sure that we are holding proper oversight and looking at what the proper function of the Fed is. They're 100 years old this year. They've never been audited. They've never had any significant, at least recently, any kind of significant review. And I think it's time to do that.
The review is one thing, but also their quantitative easing policy has to be another thing that has to be considered as well, as Republicans in the House will probably make this maybe a tougher situation than the White House really thought about getting a new leadership and a new direction for the Fed.
Well, the Fed is theoretically an independent agency, and on one hand they seem to be, and on the other hand they seem to be greatly influenced by the administration. Some ways, all administrations, but especially this one, when it has come to monetary easing and what's been happening in the economy, and we know that interest rates are going to be going up. The Fed has announced that it's inevitable with the way that they have been using quantitative easing, which just artificially lowers the interest rates that everybody's been paying, and we've got to be ready for it.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. We wish you and your family well this coming weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.